Kellogg attempts to hold the line. Emissaries of Dr. Kellogg were sent out to hold a line of allegiance to him and the policies for which he stood. One such prominent physician, Dr. C. E. Stewart, was sent to the Pacific Coast. Kellogg, in a letter written to Elder G. I. Butler on July 24, refers to this. Dr. Stewart has just returned from the West, where he has had an opportunity to see all of our medical people and to visit all our institutions, and has also met many of the conference people. He visited, among other places, the San Jose campground, met Brother W. C. White, had several talks with him, also had an opportunity to meet Sister White and talk with her. They were very nice to him. Sister White urged him very strongly to take charge of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. DF45B1. Ellen White's report of this visit is somewhat different. She wrote to J.A. Burden on July 10, 1905. On my way from San Jose to St. Helena, I met Dr. Stewart, from the Battle Creek Sanitarium, and had some conversation with him. He is one of Dr. Kellogg's lieutenants, and I hope that you will not be deceived by any flattering statements that may be made. I know that Dr. Kellogg is doing a work that is misleading. I am writing now to put you on guard. Dr. Kellogg is sending men all around to encourage those whom they visit to take sides. Do not give the least credence to their words or plans. We know not what tactics Satan will adopt in his efforts to gain the control. I have confidence that you will hold the fort at Loma Linda. The Lord will work for us. These Battle Creek-directed emissaries were sent to parts of the world where medical missionary work was promulgated. In a quiet and stealthy way, they struck at the foundations of confidence in the Ellen White Councils, AGD to WCW, October 12, 1905. The groundwork for this had been established in the critical attitude toward church leaders and Ellen White's support for moving the headquarters of the church in the Review and Herald publishing plant to Washington, D.C. The issues were intensified as plans now blossomed to make Battle Creek a great educational center, greater and more influential than anything that preceded it. To draw Seventh-day Adventist youth to Battle Creek, most attractive inducements were made in courses and work opportunities offered. But there were the warnings sounded for 2 years that Seventh-day Adventist youth should not go to Battle Creek in pursuit of an education. The work of undercutting the testimonies began with meetings held by Dr. Kellogg and A.T. Jones with the sanitarium workers and was advanced by correspondence with Seventh-day Adventist youth throughout the field.